From Tidbits on June 14th, 2010, this is AT&T Allows Eligibility Transfers in Family Plan, written by Glenn Fleischman. I call my wife, Lynn, the early rejecter, and I don't mean that in a pejorative way. She'd rather have the 2.0 or 3.0 version of some product and chuckle as I suffer the pain of early upgrades and new hardware. Of course, she is the one in our AT&T family plan to be eligible for a low-cost iPhone 4 upgrade, qualifying for the $199 16GB and $299 32GB pricing. My eligibility report says I have to wait until February 2011 or pay an extra $200, $399 or $499, to get an iPhone 4 now. Fortunately, an AT&T spokesman confirmed for me that eligibility is transferable among members of a family plan, but it will apparently be impossible to accomplish online. The spokesperson recommended calling AT&T to place an order to work out the details when pre-orders start being accepted on June 15, 2010. To discover your eligibility, go to att.com/iPhone and log into your account, or call *639# from the phone you want to upgrade to receive a free text message with a date and more details. Whether AT&T will spot you an early phone trade-up isn't strictly about your contract date, but includes factors such as the service plan and other dollars you've paid them. Some friends who purchased an iPhone 3GS at the same time that I did already qualify for the lowest price. In the past, it was possible to swap SIM cards among phones, transfer phone numbers within the account, or perform other hoodoo to make it work out. But the iPhone 4 uses a micro SIM just like the 3G iPad, which means you can't interchange a full-sized SIM from an earlier iPhone with the iPhone 4, unless you buy one of these SIM cutters. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I haven't cut my SIM card down yet.